American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share our American stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I want to tell you about a very exclusive VIP event coming up right here in Vegas on Labor Day weekend, and it's half off for fans of war. The Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness, known as FLAG, is holding its fall gala at the Four Seasons Hotel, and I'm your master of ceremonies for the evening. FLAG has taken all of our founding documents and translated them to plain, easy-to-understand English so that more than 1 million public school students have read and celebrated the greatness of America. On September 3rd, I have the honor of emceeing the annual FLAG Gala. It's going to be an incredible evening of great food, great patriots, VIPs, and GOP donors, all gathering to hear keynote speakers Kayleigh McEnany, President Trump's favorite press secretary, and Nick Adams, President Trump's favorite author. If you love America, President Trump, and Wayne Allyn, trust me, this is your event. Get dressed up and join me for a night you won't forget. Saturday, September 3rd, Four Seasons Hotel. For more info, buy tickets, 2022flag.com, 2022flag.com. And use the 50% off promo code ROOTS.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate, and de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, we'll get a chance to visit with Gates McGavick. He is the Republican National Committee's Director of Strategic Communications, and he's an election integrity expert, and we're going to talk about some changes here in our area, Nye County in particular, Esmeralda County, where they're going to machine and hand counting. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Also, more from Newt Gingrich. And that crazy U.S. Senate race down in Georgia, Herschel Walker. And by the way, I've only watched him a few times, but I like him a lot. And he's, and by the way, at least in one poll, the Emerson poll, he is leading in that poll. So stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Mississippi's capital is grappling with a major water crisis. Not enough to drink, flush toilets, or fight fires, while some schools had to close and hold classes online.
President Biden approved an emergency declaration for Mississippi, surging federal assistance to the region. Flooding from last week's storms exacerbated longstanding problems at Jackson's main water treatment plant. The city had already been under a boil water notice for a month. Some restaurants had to close. Sarah Friedler says things are bad at hers.
We have to boil all of our water. It adds so many more steps. And it's just scary because day to day, we don't know what will happen.
The state has been giving out free water with people waiting in long lines. The governor also says they will hire additional contractors for the water treatment plant. I'm Julie Walker.
NASA aims for a January launch, Saturday, I should say, launch of its new moon rocket. The latest from correspondent Mike Gracia.
After a scrubbed first attempt earlier this week, NASA will try again Saturday to launch its new moon rocket on a test flight. Engine trouble halted Monday's countdown, and NASA managers said Tuesday they're changing fueling procedures to deal with the issue. A bad sensor could also have been the source of the problem. Years behind schedule, the $4.1 billion test flight of NASA's Artemis Moon Exploration Program aims to send the capsule around the moon and back with three test dummies on board. If successful, NASA could send astronauts around the moon as soon as 2024 and attempt a lunar landing in 2025. I'm Mike Gracia.
United Nations inspectors are making their way towards Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Theirs is a long-anticipated mission that the world hopes will help secure the Russian-held facility in the middle of a war zone and avoid catastrophe. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 280 points. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, good news and bad news with the July monthly gaming win. The bad news, the win for last month was down 3.2% compared to the same time a year ago. The good news, the $1.36 billion take was still the fourth best month in state history and continued the streak. 17 straight months of wins in excess of $1 billion won by Nevada's 434 casinos. The gaming win on the Las Vegas Strip was down 2.4% from the same time last year. Downtown Las Vegas, down nearly 16%. July was a good month for the locals market. The Nevada Gaming Control Board reports when compared to July of 2019, the locals gaming win was up almost 10%. Just in time for Labor Day weekend, Circus Circus is officially adding three new kids' rides at Adventure Dome. The new rides are go-karts, kiddie swings, and a twistin' teacup. Circus Circus has been undergoing a $30 million renovation since Phil Ruffin bought that property back in 2019. Ruffin also owns the TI on the Strip. Remember, there's a heat warning through Sunday. It's 106 degrees right now. Stay cool.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Couple of crashes working on area freeways right now. Interstate 15 northbound, that's at the Spaghetti Bowl at the 95 interchange. And another collision in the cleanup phase, that's on the Rainbow off-ramp. US 95 northbound.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. We are under 10 weeks away from Election Day, November the 8th. And, of course, early voting begins in October. It's right on top of us. What is going to happen? Is there going to be a big red wave that sweeps across our country, but most importantly, sweeps across our state as we try and take back control of our state? For Republicans. Let's check in with Gates McGavick. He is the Republican National Committee's Director of Strategic Communications and an election integrity expert. He joins us. Gates, it's been a while. Good to have you on.
Hey, thank you for having me, Kevin. Always good to talk to you.
What is your sense of the nation right now? We keep hearing that Democrats are making a comeback and that it's not going to be a big red wave. It might be something short of that. It might not be that at all. What is your sense from what you're seeing from internal polling, external polling, and just your gut?
My gut tells me that every midterm season, Democrats and the media work together to try and tell the same story about Republicans not being in a good position. But history tells us that that's very much just media spin. I mean, in 2014, a very similar election year to this one, in August, Democrats were leading on the generic ballot, and in November, Republicans won by 5 points. You remember in 2016, President Trump was down in every single battleground state, and he won the battleground states he needed to become president. More recently in 2021, Glenn Youngkin in August was down to Terry McAuliffe by 3.5 points. He ended up winning by over 2 points in November. So there's a consistent pattern of this feedback loop where there will be a poll put out that makes things look bad for Republicans. The media will jump on it and elevate it and make it all they talk about. At the end of the day, the only number that matters is the count at the ballot box. And Republicans have better candidates, a better message, and a better ground game. And so we still feel if we work hard through November, which we are very much going to do, that we have the right team in place to win back the House and Senate come Election Day.
I know one of the things that I have held candidates' feet to the fire on here in the state of Nevada is that they keep the messaging consistent. In your view, what is the messaging supposed to sound like to midterm voters? What are the issues that are going to resonate with voters, not just here in Nevada, but across the nation?
Yeah, I think it's straightforward. We've had 2 years of unified Democrat rule, Democrat president, Democrat House, Democrat Senate. And as a result, everything is more expensive. Communities are less safe. And Democrats are trying to push radical content in your child's classroom. And meanwhile, we have an open border that is pouring deadly drugs into this country that Democrats have done nothing about. So at the end of the day, that's it. Everything is more expensive. Everywhere is less safe. Those are the issues that really affect voters on the ground in Nevada and nationwide. And I think if we just keep up that drumbeat through November, we'll see a very strong repudiation of Biden's Democrat Party.
We have seen a distraction campaign going on out there, abortion, all kinds of gun control things. The president yesterday was talking about, they don't call it gun control anymore, it's gun safety. Like it's something right. The NRA would love, gun safety. Yeah, it sounds great. Can you talk about the distractions? And do you give the American people credit? Do you give them the credit that we're smart enough to see through this?
Oh, absolutely. I think a consistent trend through the Biden presidency is that the American people are much smarter than Joe Biden thinks they are. Abortion, in every poll that we've seen, abortion is not in the top three most important deciding factor issues for voters going to the polls. And again, I think this comes back to the media trying to make abortion the main issue in this election. Frankly, it's not. The main issues in this election are right now and will continue to be everything being more expensive, communities being less safe. Those are the things that affect voters day to day. I think Joe Biden doesn't have any kind of record whatsoever to run on. So he'll continue talking about hot-button issues like abortion and guns. He doesn't talk about the economy. He doesn't talk about the border. He doesn't talk about a crime wave going through all of our cities right now. Those are things that he has nothing to say about because he's either made those problems worse or ignored them completely. And consistently, elected Republicans are the only people really speaking to what Americans care about. That's making things more affordable. That's making our streets more safe. And that's why we need to elect Republicans in Nevada, Republicans like Adam Laxalt, Joe Lombardo, Susie Becker. We need to elect these people to return to some sense of normalcy and a return to conservative common sense leadership.
Again, Gates McGavick joining us, and we're talking about the Republican National Committee and their efforts here in the state of Nevada. Their use of community centers, this has been an incredible, incredible thing that the RNC has done. Can you talk about these community centers and what they're designed to do?
Absolutely. So we have 38 of these community centers now nationwide. And these are basically kind of like campaign offices, but more like real parts of the community. And they're meant to reach out to minority voters. So we have Hispanic community centers, Black community centers, Asian community centers, Indian American and Jewish American community centers. We have several in Nevada. We have a Black community center in Vegas. We have a Hispanic outreach community center in Vegas. And these are very much just parts of the community. I think our opinion on the Republican side, and this has been an initiative by Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel, it's that Democrats have taken the votes of minority voters for granted for far too long. They just expect Hispanic and Black voters to vote for them without delivering any real results. Meanwhile, we want to show up, have a conversation, build a brick-and-mortar office that becomes a hub in the community, and we want to earn minority votes because we believe that our solutions are better. We all want the same thing, right? We want better futures for our families. We want lower costs. We want safer communities. Right now, we're the only party standing for those things. And that's why we've expanded our reach in minority communities. You know, we saw in 2020, Hispanic and Black voters moved more for President Trump than any other Republican candidate in recent memory. We're looking to build on that progress, and that's why we're building these centers across the country.
You know, it's interesting. The president just the other day unveiled forgiveness. I call it a bailout of a student loan, up to $1 million is what they're now talking that this is going to cost us. $1 trillion. A trillion. I get lost in it sometimes. I want to ask you what you think of this student loan bailout thing and what it's designed to do. What will it end up doing?
What it's going to do is take money out of the pockets of blue-collar workers and use it to bail out Ivy League graduates, right? And I think this is particularly devastating for a state like Nevada that has such, you know, a huge and rich service industry population that has for so, you know, so many tipped workers, right, that are now going to be targeted by new taxes with Biden's new IRS agents, which is another part of his attack on the middle class. This is very much everyday Americans bailing out coastal elites, and it is very much focused at Joe Biden pleasing the far left than it is Joe Biden trying to solve problems for everyday Americans. We've seen this consistently from him. He also voted to raise taxes during a recession. He voted for 87,000 new IRS agents and no new border agents. And now he wants Uber drivers, waiters, waitresses to bail out lawyers on the East and West Coast. And that's what this will end up being. And like you said, it will cost hundreds of billions of dollars. It is the last thing we need right now during an inflation crisis.
I listened to a bunch of the Biden speech yesterday in Wilkes-Barre, PA, and I got to tell you, I can't make heads or tails of it. He sometimes sounds like a Republican, sometimes sounds like a liberal Democrat, and then he still uses that extreme language where he calls us semi-fascist. Half the voters are semi-fascist in our country. Go figure. What did you make of his speech yesterday, the Safe Communities Plan speech that he did in Wilkes-Barre?
I mean, it's nonsense, right? Every voter knows that Republicans are the party that has consistently supported law enforcement. When Democrats started to try to defund the police, Republicans were the ones who stood in the way of that and supported law enforcement. The phrase defund the police didn't exist until Democrats started pushing it. And those are the same Democrats that are supporting Joe Biden right now. And for Joe Biden to call Republicans semi-fascist, and by the way, his White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, doubled down on it today and said that Trump voters were threats to democracy. It shows a total, total willingness to divide America instead of lead. He is just trying to play a political game of making other Americans feel small and labeling them as threats. He has no interest in providing actual solutions. And frankly, it's really dangerous. And when you see, you know, Joe Biden's FBI going after his political opponents in the same month that he's calling Republicans fascists, it's a very scary road that we're headed down right now, and I think that people need to call it out. The media won't talk about it fairly, but this is a Democrat president demonizing every Republican, and we have to push back on it. And then the best way to push back on it is electing Republicans to hold these Democrats accountable in November.
I want to ask you, because the president tomorrow is going to be in Philadelphia talking about saving our democracy. This new thing they're talking about now is saving our democracy. What the hell is he talking about?
It's nonsense, right? I mean, this is, again, he's trying to scare people. He is trying to scare Democrats and independents into voting for his failed agenda. Joe Biden and any politician would much rather be talking about the economy, talking about crime, talking about immigration, because everyone knows those are the issues that matter to voters. This is what happens when a president has no record to run on. They create fake threats out of thin air, and they claim that their opponents are evil and divisive and attacking democracy. Americans don't want to hear that nonsense. Americans want to hear, how are you going to lower costs, and will you make my community more safe? The Republican Party is the party focused on that. Joe Biden can spend his time trying to go viral on Twitter saying that Republicans are evil. But at the end of the day, again, Americans are smarter than Joe Biden thinks. They see right through it. It is those pocketbook issues that will drive us home in November, and we're going to keep working overtime to make sure we win in November.
Gates McGavick is an election integrity expert. And am I right? I saw this. I forget if this was Breitbart or someplace else. I saw that the RNC is going to have 45,000 poll watchers, poll workers. Can you talk about some of the legal victories that we're having when it comes to, integrity of the vote that we're all concerned about?
Absolutely. So, yeah, like you said, we have been working 24/7 to recruit poll watchers and poll workers. We've hit 45,000 combined, and we're hoping to hit hopefully 50 or 60 by the time elections roll around. And this is just to make sure that there's transparency at the polls, right? Polling shows everyone wants transparency at the ballot box. Democrats who don't want transparency at the ballot box, you have to ask why. And then on the legal front, the RNC is involved in over 50 cases of election integrity litigation. That's making sure we get rid of ballot harvesting, making sure we have voter ID, making sure we have poll watchers. And we're very invested in Nevada. In Nevada, we've already recruited a couple thousand poll watchers and poll workers with more to come. And Clark County, of course, has not necessarily been very transparent about their requirements for bipartisan poll working. So the RNC has been in constant contact with Clark County trying to get answers, and we're leaving all our options on the table when it comes to litigation, because we need to make sure that during the elections this November in Nevada that we have equal Republican and Democrat poll work representation. The RNC is laser focused on Nevada, and we will make that happen.
Again, Gates McGavick joining us from the Republican National Committee. I've got to ask you, and this is kind of asking you to put your political pundit hat on. There's new Emerson College polling for the Georgia Senate race and the gubernatorial race there. They have Herschel Walker up by 2 points, 46-44, and Brian Kemp is doing well in their polling there. Can you talk a little bit about what you're seeing in Georgia in those two races for governor and for the U.S. Senate?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the first thing I'll say, polls aren't an exact science. I do tend to think that if a poll has a Republican equal with a Democrat, it means the Republican is doing better, because polls tend to lean so left. I think when it comes to Herschel Walker and Brian Kemp, they're both really, really strong candidates. Brian Kemp has an incredible record as governor of Georgia. He's delivered so much for the state. Herschel Walker is a Georgia icon who is a political outsider. He understands that the swamp is broken, and he's going to be part of fixing it. One thing you have to remember, I mean, Stacey Abrams is a failed gubernatorial candidate. She has no record to run on whatsoever. She spends her time talking about fake voter suppression, even as Georgia's voter turnout goes through the roof. Then Raphael Warnock, he votes with Biden 95% of the time. So if you're mad at Biden for raising your taxes during a recession, hiring IRS agents, making inflation worse, remember, an incumbent senator like Raphael Warnock, and this goes for Catherine Cortez Masto too, these incumbent senators voted to do all of that alongside Joe Biden. These senators cannot run away from Joe Biden's failed record, and that's why they're going to lose this November, and that means Herschel Walker going to the Senate, that means Adam Laxalt going to the Senate. If you are a Democrat senator, you are a Biden Democrat, and Joe Biden is incredibly unpopular. That is the contrast we're going to drive home this November.
Gates, always good to visit with you. If people want to get involved, if they're sitting here in Nevada and they say, I want to be a part of this big red wave, I want to help this big red wave, how do they go about doing it?
Go to GOP.com and get involved. GOP.com, follow GOP on Twitter. This is a team effort. We need everyone working together nonstop till November. GOP.com, GOP on Twitter, GOP on Facebook. We'd love to have you join the team.
All hands on deck. I think that's the operative phrase. Gates, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it. Always good to get with you. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Gates McGavick, the RNC, the Republican National Committee's Director of Strategic Communications and an election integrity expert. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Some people don't want to hire a lawyer after a car wreck because they feel sorry for the person who hit them, because they think the at-fault driver will actually be the one who has to pay. The truth is, in most cases we handle, the insurance company pays for the at-fault driver's lawyers, court costs, settlement, or verdict. The at-fault driver doesn't pay anything. In court, the jury is never allowed to hear this. So if you're hurt in a wreck, make one call. That's all.
Murder and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
You think that crime doesn't pay? Well, listen to this. We already know reckless spending in Washington is driving up prices here in Nevada. Millions wasted on frivolous projects like a Florida resort, New Jersey soccer stadium, French operas in D.C. But Senator Catherine Cortez Masto voted to allow almost $1 billion in COVID relief checks to go to criminals in prison, including the Boston Marathon bomber, hundreds of thousands of convicted murderers, and drug dealers. Senator Cortez Masto voted to allow illegal immigrants to get COVID checks, too. Call Senator Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542 and tell her to support S-3495, the Inflation Prevention Act, to stop inflation and stop outrageous Washington spending. It's time to help Nevada families.